Chapter 6. Carrying a tan briefcase, Jesse stood on the big wraparound porch at 41 Pleasant Street. There were two doors that opened onto the porch in front and one that provided entry from the driveway side. Jesse rang the bell at 41A, where the name under the bell said Kenneth Isley. He waited. Nothing. The name at 41B was Angie Ahrens. He rang the bell and heard footsteps almost at once. A woman opened the door. She was wearing a black leotard top and baggy gray sweatpants. Her blonde hair was pinned up. Her feet were bare. There was a faint sheen of sweat on her face. "Hello," she said. "Miss Ahrens?" "Yes." Jesse was wearing jeans and a softball jacket. He held up his badge. "Jesse Stone," he said. "Could I see that badge again?" she said. "Sure." She studied it for a moment. "You're the chief," she said. "I am." "How come you're not wearing a chief suit?" she said. "Casual Tuesday," Jesse said. "Aren't you awful young to be chief?" "How old is the chief supposed to be?" "Older than me," she said, and smiled. "I'll do my best," Jesse said. "Are you friendly with Kenneth Isley next door?" "Kenny? Sure. I mean, casually. We have a drink now and then, sign for each other's packages, stuff like that." "Have you seen him recently?" "Not for a couple of days." She paused. "Oh, my God, where are my manners?" she said. "Come in. Want some coffee? It's all made." "Coffee would be good," Jesse said. "Cream and sugar." She stepped back from the door and he went in. The walls were white. The trim was white. The furniture was bleached oak. The living room was to the right through an archway. There was a flat, big-screen television on the wall like a painting above the fireplace and an exercise mat spread on the rug. She brought him coffee in a large, colorful mug. "I'm sorry," she said. "The good china is in the dishwasher." "I'm a cop," Jesse said. "All I know how to drink from is styrofoam." On the floor near the exercise mat were several pieces of rubber tubing and a round metal band with rubber grips. She sat on a big white hassock. "Why are you asking about Kenny?" she said. "He has a dog." "Goldie," she said. "He's a Vizsla. You know what they are?" Jesse nodded. "Goldie's been hanging around the outside looking lost for a couple of days," Jesse said. "The dog officer picked him up, but he can't locate Kenny." "Goldie?" "Yeah. Last I saw, they were going over to the beach together to run." "When was that?" Jesse said. "A couple nights ago." Jesse took an 8x10 photograph from the briefcase. "I'm going to show you a picture. It's not gruesome, but it's a picture of a dead person." "Is it Kenny?" "That's what you're going to tell me," Jesse said. "You ready?" She nodded. He held the picture out and she looked at it without taking it, then looked away quickly and sat back. "Oh," she said. "Oh." Jesse waited. After a moment, she nodded. "Yes," she said. "It's Kenny." Jesse put the photograph away. "What happened?" she said. "Somebody shot him," Jesse said, "on Paradise Beach 2 nights ago. "My God, why?" "Don't know." "Do you know who?" she said. Jesse shook his head. "Goldie," Angie Ahrens said. "He must have been running with Kenny on the beach and was there." "Probably," Jesse said. "And then he didn't know what to do and he came home. Poor thing." "Yes," Jesse said. "Do you have any idea who might want to shoot Kenny?" "Jesus, no," Angie said. "What does he do?" He's stock guy, some big brokerage in town." "Family?" "I don't know. I didn't know him real well. I never saw any family around." "Do you know how long he's lived here?" Jesse said. "No, he was here when I moved in 3 years ago. "From where?" "From where did I move?" "Yes." She smiled. "Am I a suspect?" "No," Jesse said. The question was unofficial. "Really?" she said. "I came from L.A. "Me too," Jesse said.